The Wonder Team and the Rainforest Rescue by Leah Williamson. Read by Ellie Kendrick.
For everyone who feels like they're living in a sky that's overcrowded with stars, there's enough room in our never-ending universe for every one of you to burn fiercely with your own unique light. Chapter 1. The New Girl.
"Have you seen her, then?"
Mimi asked, bouncing excitedly on her toes as she and Leah strolled across the school field. In the distance, the rest of the football team were gathered in a loose circle, waiting for Miss Kaur to begin.
"Seen who?"
Leah asked, shivering a little. Although the sun was bright, there was an autumn chill in the air. Mimi sighed and rolled her eyes.
"The new girl, of course. You can't tell me you haven't heard everyone talking about her."
Leah trailed off. With the start of a new school year, everything had been so busy, and Leah's head had been full of all the football matches to come.
"I guess not."
Laughing, Mimi shook her head.
"You're useless, Elle.
Remind me never to ask you for the latest gossip." Leah grinned.
"Well, who is she, this new girl?" she asked. "Have you met her?"
"No," Mimi replied. "I thought I saw her at the end of the corridor earlier, but she was gone before I could get any closer.
Come on, girls!"
Miss Kaur's bellow cut Mimi off. "In your own time," she tapped her watch, one eyebrow raised. Leah and Mimi sped up, their walk turning into a light jog. Leah flashed their teacher an apologetic smile as they joined the rest of the team, taking a spot next to William. He gave them both a broad grin. Miss Kaur clapped her hands.
"Right," she said. "We had an excellent end to the season last year. The other schools are really starting to see us as fearsome opponents."
There was a cheer. Leah and Mimi grinned at each other. Miss Kaur held up her hand. "But that was last season. This is a brand new year and anything could happen. You're all brilliant footballers, but we don't want to get complacent."
"What does complacent mean, miss?"
William asked with a frown.
"It means we don't want to get too confident," Mimi piped up. "We need to keep doing what we were doing last year."
Miss Kaur gave an approving nod. "Excellent, Mimi. That's exactly it. We can't get lazy. If we want to win, we need to keep practicing until we're the very best we can be. And to do that, we need to make sure we're working as a team." Leah looked at her friends and smiled. They understood the power of teamwork better than anyone.
"But teams often change," continued Miss Kaur.
"And this year, we're lucky enough to have a new member joining us." "Elle!" Mimi whispered, jabbing Leah in the side. "This must be her."
"I'd like to introduce you all to Io. She's just joined us from another school."
Miss Kaur beckoned to someone at the front of the team, and an unfamiliar girl stepped forward. Because they'd been late, Leah and Mimi had completely missed her. Io had dark skin, and she wore her hair in an afro, the tight curls held back by a bright orange headband. She surveyed the class with large, calm eyes. Despite the fact Miss Kaur had dragged her to the front of the class, she didn't look nervous at all.
"Welcome, Io," Miss Kaur said. "We're very pleased to have you. You've definitely joined us at the right time. The team is on a bit of a high at the moment, and we plan to continue our winning streak into the new season."
"Thanks, Miss Kaur,"
Io said politely.
Her voice was smooth and clear.
"I'm really excited to get started."
"And we're excited to have you," Miss Kaur replied.
"Starting a new school can be a big adjustment, but I think you'll start to feel like part of the team in no time.
What position do you play?"
"I'm a defender,"
Io said.
Leah felt a strange twinge in her stomach. She played in defence too. Miss Kaur beamed.
"Fantastic! The team is always looking